This recording, Guangxi 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who has been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Dusty Tower. The air was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, tried herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a frayed jacket, picked up her kit and hand for work. When she got there was a woman with a ghost waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an officer letter from the rat. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy ghost began to stray around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The ghost owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comer, Comer," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Comer was strong and hungry, so it would take some force to track her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the ghost's lower back with her paw, then singing a song to her. Finally, she administered it. Her efforts was not futile. In no time, the ghost began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on Comer and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had a magic to bath the ghost, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the rat's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an infected treatment that required her to manage out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this cost of treatment may be expensive either 5 or 6 times the cost of the penicillin. I can imagine paying so much, but Miss Hodgson or Miller thought it was a fair price for a cure. Hello, I am from Chengxi, a small city in Guangxi. Now, I am telling to you about my hometown. Even though my hometown is a small city, it's warm and beautiful for me. The people in Chengxi are very honest and friendly, and they live a simple and happy life. At the same time, there are many local foods. Compared with the other place food, I think they are more delicious. When I am far away from my hometown, I miss the foods in my hometown. I want to breathe the fresh air and look the sights around my home. I like my hometown very much. It is my forever home.
孔子论语 空地能以学而第一，地欲学而思十之不亦说乎。有本事冤枉来不亦乐乎。人不知而不闻，不亦近地乎。为政第二，地欲思三不一言二，谓之欲知无三。地有文孝，地欲君之孝者是为能养，至于冤马，皆能有养，不敬何以别乎？ 地欲时机所以，君机所有，察机所安，人应受应，人应受待。